Nityananda Rama Ki Jai. Nityananda's in Gadadhar Das's house, and he's in a mood of Vrindavan as a coward boy, and Gadadhar Das is in Gopi Bhav, Nityananda's in Gopal Bhav, Gopa Bhav, and Nityananda has asked Madhava Ghosh to sing about Don Leela. Gopi bhave bhaya nahi, Gadadhara Das, Niravadi apanake gopi henavas. Gadadhar Das had no external consciousness. Bhayachit nahi. He was absorbed internally in his eternal identity as a gopi, gopi bhav. He always considered himself a gopi. Gadadhar Das always remained absorbed in his constitutional position, although he did not externally accept the dress of a Sakhi. I said that the other day, Sakhi Beka. But he was certainly absorbed in the mood of a gopi. But he did not display duplicity by wearing a gopi's dress. Obviously, the commentator, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, is hammering at the followers of one very famous guru. He didn't like too much. Dana Kanda Lila Shuni Nityananda Rai Jay Nitya Karenata Karena Taha Varananda Jai. When Nittai heard about Don Leela from Madhava Ghosh's sweet bhajan, he danced in an indescribable way. And while dancing, Prema Bhakti Vikarera Jatachinam Sabe Prakashya Nritya Kare Arupam Vidyutera Praya Nritya Gatira Bangima Kiva se adbhuta bhuja chalana mahima kiva se nayana bangi ki sundar has kiva se adbhuta shira kampana vilas. Nittai displayed all the transformations of ecstatic love, prema bhakti vikar, as he danced in an incomparable way. Nittai danced, the movement of his bodily limbs appeared like lightning. Vidyut. Vidyut praya. It was almost like lightning. Vidyut. Gatira bangima. How wonderful was the movement of Nittai's arms. Advuta. Bhuja chalana mahima. The glories of the movements of his arms were so wonderful. Then there's some questions are asked here. How wonderful was the movement of Nittai's eyes. How beautiful was Nittai's smile. How wonderful was the swaying of his head. Apparently, Vrindavan Das Thakur is seeing how wonderful it all is, because he's describing it and writing about it. Can't write about something you don't see. Well, you can write fiction. That's what fiction is all about. Writing about what you don't see. Nittai wonderfully jumped about, keeping his two beautiful feet together. Oh, ekatra kariya dui charana sundara kiva jodi jodi lampa dena manohara. He was stealing everyone's minds with his extraordinary dancing. JDK chahena nityananda prema ras se DK stri purush krishna rase bhase. In any direction, the men and women, wherever Nityananda cast his love-filled glance, everyone floated in the mellows of love of God, Krishna Rasa Vase. Nityananda Prema Rase, Krishna Rase Vase. Because Nityananda's Prema Rase, his glance is full of Krishna Ras. Krishna Ras, that's the divine mellow of joy one experiences when he's connected with Krishna by serving him in love. So Nityananda is always connected with Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and Nanda Nandan Sri Krishna. Nityananda is always connected with him and relishing the divine mellows of Bhakti Ras, serving Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. So his glance is full of the Bhav, and his Bhav is full of that Seva Ras, Sevananda. So he infected everybody, injected everybody with that. Henase karina kripa jisti atishai paranande deyas smriti karanatakai. Nittai's glance was filled with such mercy that everyone forgot their own bodies in ecstasy. Jai bhakti vanchena yogindradi munigan nityananda prasade se bunje jete jane. By Nityananda's mercy, anyone and everyone relish the devotion of the best of yogis and sages' desire. Nityananda Prasad. Hasti samajanana kailetina din chalite na pare deha haya atikshin. If a person as strong as an elephant does not eat for 3 days, he will not be able to walk and his body will become weak. Ekamasha ekashishu nakare ahar tarapiya singapraya sabe vyavahar. Although each of those children associating with Nityananda did not eat anything for 1 month, they were behaving just like lions. So that means the lion defeats the elephant. So even the hungry elephant can't go without 3 days without fainting and falling apart. Well, these children were like became lions. So a man who's as strong as an elephant, if he doesn't eat for 3 days, he'll just lie flat and moan and groan. Food, food. And these children are not eating for a month and they're jumping around like victorious lions and roaring in hunkara. Hena shakti prakashena Nityananda Rai Tarapina Bhujekena Chaitanya Mayaya. Such was the potency manifest by Nittai. By the influence of Chaitanya's illusory energy, no one can understand. Hey Matak Katak Dine Premananda Ras Garadhara Dasara Mandire Prabhuvase. In this way, Nityananda stayed a few days in the house of Garadhar Das, absorbed in the mellows of ecstatic love. So he's 3 days, he's a few days in the house of Garadhar Das. He spent 3 months, really not too eager to preach the conditioned souls. He spent 3 months in Panihati, relishing the association with Premi Bhaktas, Raghava Pandit, and Daimyanti. And 1 whole month of those 3 months he spent in Gopal Bhav, playing with children, and tying them up and beating them and slapping around sometimes. And played with them and beat them up and had them went crazy and didn't even feed them for a month. Then he went on down to Gadadhar's house, Gadadhar Das, and he stayed a few days there. And he had this whole pastime with the Didi. And then he was blessing everybody there, glancing here and there and dancing in ecstasy. The whole time he's clutching the Sri Balagopal Murti to his chest, all these dancing movements. He's either put the Didi back or danced for his pleasure or kept holding him to his chest, either one. Solo dance or duet. Now he's moving the show down the road a little bit. Well, there's a little diversion here. Because that's all the sweet, happy music, and now some heavy violins start playing, and some kettle drums. Dum 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 dum, boom 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 boom, boom 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 boom. Se grame kajiache parama durbhar, kirtanera prati dvesha karyai par. In that village of Gadadhar was the most sinful kazi. He was vehemently opposed to the performance of Sankirtan. Now the good guys. Paranande Matta Garadhara Mahashai Nishabhage Gela Se Kajira Alai. Garadhar Das Mahashai was always intoxicated with transcendental ecstasy. Oh, this is the whole thing about chanting, I think. This is a story of Gadadhar Das blesses the Qazi. Maybe this is in CC too, I think. It seems like I told this story in CC. One night he went to the house of the Qazi, Qajir Alaya. Remember we talked about Alaya? Vidyalaya Bhojanalaya? Qajir Alaya, the house of the place of the Qazi. Qaji becomes Qazi. Jai Qajira Baye Loka Palaya Antare Nirbaye Chalila Nisha Bhage Taragare. Although people generally ran away in fear of that Qazi, Gadadhar Das fearlessly went to his house one night. Niravari Haridwani Karite Karite Pravishta Hailagya Qajira Bharite. Gadadhar Das continually chanted the name of Hari as he entered the Qazi's house. Hari, 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 Hari. Deke Matra Vasya Qajira Sarvagan Bali Bari Karo Kichu Naise Vadan. The servants of that Qazi, they were speechless and they sat down and watched Gadadhar enter. The chokidars and doormen couldn't do anything. Chanted the name of Hari and opened all the doors magically. Gadadhara Vali Are Qazi Beta Kota Jat Krishna Vale Nai Chindon Toram Hata. Where is that fellow? Qazi, quickly chant the name of Krishna or I will sever your head. Chindon Toramat Agnihena Krode Qazi Haila Bahir Gadadhara Dasadeki Matra Haila Steer. Imagine he's walking into the ruling Muslim ruler, the Mughal ruler of that district, DM. Walks into his house. Hari, Hari, Hari. Where is that Qazi? I'll cut his head off. He's not whispering it either. My guards are sitting there. The Qazi was as angry as fire. Agni crowed. He came out of his room. Who is this infidel? What do they call it? Infidels. Infidel. There's some name they got. Kafir. Who is this kafir? What was this? But then he became stira. Gadadhar Dasadeki Matra Haila Stira. When he saw Gadadhar, he became cool, pacified. Qazi Vali, Gadadhar Tumi Kine Eta, Gadadhar Balina, Ache Kichukata. Because he said, Gadadhar, why are you here? This is really amazing. He comes in, I'm going to cut your head off. He says, oh, welcome, how are you? Fine. Nice to see you. Have a seat. Because you should always greet your guests with sweet words and asan, some water or some prasad. And what did Gadadhara say? He said, I have kichu kata. I have a little kata. I have a little hari kata to tell you, little kata. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu Avatari Jagatera Mukhe Balaila Hari 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 Sabe Tumi Matra Nahi Bala Hari Nam Taha Bala Ite Ay Lana Tomastan Parama Mangala Hari Nama Bala Tumi Tomara Sakala Pap Udaribami. So this is his Kichu Kata. Qazi, Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda Prabhu, have incarnated in this world to induce everyone to chant the name of Hari. Only you have not chanted the name of Hari. Therefore, I have come to your house to make you chant. You now chant the auspicious name of Hari, and I will deliver you from all your sinful reactions. Yadyapya Qazi Maha Himsaka Charita Tarapina Bale Kichu Haila Stambita. Kasi Bali Kaji Shuna Dasa Garadhar Kali Bali Panahari Aji Jahagar. Well, the Kazi was most envious by nature. He was stunned by the Kichukata of Gadadhar Das, and he could not say anything in reply. He was stumbita. He then smiled and said, "Listen, Gadadhar Das, you go home now. Tomorrow I will chant the name of Hari." Although the Kazi was most envious and opposed to religious principles, he smiled on seeing Gadadhar's simplicity. This is his saralata, straightforwardness, no duplicitousness. The facts, the plain, simple facts. So, well, how did Gadadhar feel? He went on a preaching mission. Prabhupada said, "Your preaching mission will be successful if four things happen." What are those four things? One, yes.
Money?
No, that's a lot. First, they chant the holy name of Krishna.
Buy the book.
They buy it, but transcendental literature.
And then Mahaprasad Krishna.
They give a donation.
Donate money, that's it.
Yeah, they take a book and give a donation.
Yes.
Don.
Okay.
Then?
Mahaprasad.
They honor Mahaprasadam. So once one devotee was preaching for so long, some sannyasi said, "I went to this college, Prabhupada. I went to the religion class, philosophy, Eastern philosophies. I gave a 3-hour dissertation about karma, yoga, bhakti." And Prabhupada said, "Acha. Did they buy any books? No. Did they give any donation? No. Did they take any prasadam? No. Did they chant the holy name of Krishna or any Harinam Sankirtan? No." It was a college, Prabhupada. They wouldn't let us chant as that. So Prabhupada said, "What is this? What will your 5-minute talk do?" That's when Prabhupada made this famous statement. "What will your 5-minute statement do?" That's what he told the sannyasi, leading sannyasi, "I just gave a 3-hour talk comparing karma, gyan, and yoga, and got a standing ovation. A professor loved it, this, that." And Prabhupada just blew it off and said, what will your 5-minute talk do? He talked for 3 hours. That's not easy. And a good speaker. He probably said, "What will your 3-minute talk do? 5-minute talk do? Better they take a book." So Gadadhar Das is successful because he went to a very unlikely candidate, seemingly unqualified and most degraded and unfavorable, irreligious, let's say, immoral person who was envious, and he tricked him into chanting the holy name of the Lord. That's like going out to someone and say, "Listen, there's one thing I don't want you to do. Don't do this, okay? Don't, please, you promise me. Promise you'll never say Hare Krishna." So that's called indirect way. You go to your parents because you know they don't want to chant. So you say, "Listen, Dad, I want you to promise one thing. You promise me that you'll never ever, in sleeping or falling in accident in times of distress, you'll never say Hare Krishna." "I'll never say Hare Krishna." "Ah, you said Hare Krishna." "Don't worry, I'll never say Hare Krishna." It's the same idea. It's the same idea. So how did Gadadhar felt? Because his preaching was successful, Prabhupada would give him a rasgulla. Harinama matra sunilena taramuke Gadadhar Das apurna haila prema suke. As soon as Gadadhar Das heard the name of Hari from the Kazi's mouth, he became filled with ecstatic jubilation. So we should see that the preacher becomes happy when the conditioned souls take up Nam Sankirtan. It becomes very, very joyful, very happy. It's a joy. It gives pleasure and happiness to the Lord when His Mahima and His glories are spread. And it gives happiness to the Lord's devotees, the Pracharak. So we have these mantrakars in Hindi and Bengali and English. Where one is Hindi-Bengali and the other one's Hindi-English. Backside, front side. Heads and tails. And they're very popular. We we've printed already 25,000-30,000 cards, and so many have gone out already. I've done about 2,000 myself. So I say, excuse me, sir, you take this as a gift, for you. Rose ye mantra japo, or apko, Krishna prem, sukh shanti milegi. And then I say, you know, so I say, bolie, ekbar bolie, pura. Hari Ram, Hari Krishna, Hari Ram. Not like that. Hey, chup, listen, soon. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, up, bolie. Acha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. And then they say this. Okay, good, very good. Now, Suno, you promise, because I know some English most, you promise, rose punch minute, cable, minimum punch minute every day. Yeah, I promise. You promise? Yeah, okay, promise. And like that. So 2,000 people promise to chant Hare Krishna every day. That's good. This is not your standard take your card. We do that sometimes just for fun, like we went that time, hurry now and pass them out. Just, that's also fun, but it always has effect either way. We see the cards, the more we pass, we see these cards everywhere. You probably go on the airline, this guy flying the Jet Airways has it on the, in the cockpit, and he's got a, you know, blue tack to the speedometer. In case he starts crashing, you can chant Hare Krishna. Please fasten your seatbelts, we're losing altitude. It appears that we forgot to tank up with gas, and we're about to land in the Indian Ocean. So we trust that we'll have a safe landing there. And everyone put on their life preservers and prepare to slide off out of the airplane. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Wow. So the devotee becomes happy when he distributes the name of Krishna. Garadhara Dasabali Arakali Kene Hete Bhalila Hari Apana Bhadane. Gadadhar Das laughed and said, hey Kazi, why tomorrow you chant? You have just now uttered the holy name of Hari. Aratora Amangala Nahi Kon Shan Jakana Karila Hari Namera Grahan. Listen, Kazi, since you have uttered the name of Hari, all your inauspiciousness has been immediately vanquished. Hetabali parama unmad gadadhar hatte tali dia nirtyakare bahutar. After speaking these words, Gadadhar Das clapped his hands and danced wildly, intoxicated with ecstasy. Parama unmad. So he was dancing hatte tali, keeping a beat with his hands. Talidiya, giving the beat. Tal. Katakshane ailena apana mandire nityananda adishtana janhara sharire. So here Gadadhar Das is doing Nittai's work. Nittai has gone preaching and he's collected these. This is the first preaching attempt of his party. Sankirtan results for the Sankirtan leaders. Nityananda has a 6-man party. Gadadhar Das, Raghunath Vaidya, Krishna Das Pandit, and the other ones are there. So this is the first preaching venture of one of his team. They come back and give the report. That's what I was told by Chaitanya to Nittai and Haridas. You go out every day and preach and come back at night and give me the report. Oh, yeah. Today we met this Jagai Madai. Oh, yeah. And Gauranga, yeah, this, and then this Nittai. I'm not going out with him again. He's crazy. I almost lost my life today. So they give the report. So this is the first one is breaking out and preaching. The first thing of this whole experience of the traveling Sankirtan party of Nityananda, the first actual incident we hear of anybody preaching. Up until this point, Nittai is just relishing rasa and prema rasa with all his devotees and with children, anybody can find here and there. But now Gadadhar has started preaching. After some time, Gadadhar returned to his house. Nityananda always resided in his body. Nityananda adhishtan shariere apana mandire. He returned to his mandir, not his house, mandir. That's Prabhupada. Nityananda always resides in his body. Nityananda Adishtan. Adishtan. Hena Mata Gadadhara Dasara Mahima Chaitanya Parshara Madhye Janhara Ganana. Such are the glories of Gadadhara Das, who is counted among the associates of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Parshad. So we didn't hear much about the Kazi in the initial description of this pastime of Gadadhara liberating the Kazi. We just heard that people were afraid of him. People ran away in fear of that Kazi. He was very sinful. We heard that he was very sinful and very envious of the Kirtan party. Very interesting. That's the very medicine he was given. He wasn't given the medicine. Many conditioned souls and materialistic, immoral, sinful people, the first medicine they get is Krishna Prasad, some festival or feast or on the street here and there. Or they get a book, and still they haven't got the medicine of Nam Oshadi, the holy name. But he got the most powerful medicine right away. So he's sinful, he's envious of the Kirtan, people are afraid of him. Gadadhar Das went and gave him the name of Hari. So now, Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying this is the Mahima, Gadadhar Das Mahima. But in order to make us understand how influential and powerful Gadadhar is, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains more about the nature of this Kazi. Je Kajira Vatasana Laya Sarujan Paile Matra Jati Laya Sekshane Hinakaji Durbara De Kile Jati Lai Hina Jane Kripa Justi Kaila Mahashai. The Kazi of that village, now we find out the name of the village of Gadadhar, Endiyadaha. So it's a different village in Paniyati. Nityananda's gone, as I mentioned, he's gone to another village named Endiyadaha. That Kazi was most sinful. Saintly persons did not want to be touched by the air that touched the Kazi. They felt by touching air that passed over his body, they would lose their caste and also become a leches like him. Nevertheless, without any consideration of this point, Gadadhar Das Mahashaya glanced mercifully on that most sinful Kazi, who would take away the caste of any Hindu he encountered. So he was so contaminated that people would lose their caste just by seeing him or being in his presence without even getting any water thrown on them, just air. Any element, any kind of contact with that sinful Kazi would destroy one's accumulated Sukriti and Punya, and they would devolve to a Malechara Yavana. That's why people ran away. We heard earlier everyone's afraid of him, they ran away. They were afraid of what? He wasn't going around with an AK-47 killing everyone. He was just going around as himself, just killing everybody's caste. Dishonor is worse than death. To lose your caste is worse than death, and that's 500 years ago. So Gadadhar Das didn't care about that, but he actually elevated him. He transformed him from a lechana to a Vaishnava, from a caste-conscious person to a member of the Achyuta Gotra, family of Krishna. When such a person gives up his envious nature, it's understood that this is proof of the potency of Krishna consciousness. Whenever that Kazi got the opportunity, he would immediately take away the caste of those who did not respect him. So this was his nature and his life story, his charita. And it was well known by Gadadhar that he would take away the caste and anyone who didn't respect him. So that's the first. So when Gadadhar entered this house, he didn't show any respect at all. He's a leader. He's a chief minister of the whole district. And he comes in. Where is that sinful Kazi? I'll cut off his head. It's not exactly a respectful statement. Now, the author makes a beautiful point of philosophy here on this Leela. Of course, this is Leela. Now, this is the Tattva. Satya Krishna Bhav Haya Janhara Sharire Agni Sarpa Vyagra Tare Langite Napare Brahmadira Abhishtaje Sabha Krishna Bhav Gopigana Vyaktaje Sakala Anurag Ingite se sabhav nityanandarai dilena sakala priya ganere kripai. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, fire, snakes, and tigers can never harm a person who is Satya Krishna Bhav. Or Bhava Bhakta, Satya Krishna Bhav, who's totally absorbed in the pure truth of love of God, who is truly absorbed in Krishna consciousness. It says here, creatures like snakes and tigers do not harm persons intoxicated with ecstatic love for Krishna, and fire will not burn them. Pretty good. It says right in the Gita, the soul cannot be withered by the wind or moistened by the water nor burned by the fire. So the pure devotee is Atma. He's living in his Atma. Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu, tried to burn his son. Hiranyakashipu had a beautiful sister named Horika. Sometimes she's called holy. Her name was Horika. Horika. And she was a yogi like her brother. Her brother was also a mystic yogi, such a tapasvi and vairagi. So his sister was pretty sharp herself. So she had the power. She was inflammable. She couldn't be burned. She had some kind of power like that. So then, Hiranyakashipu tried in so many ways to annihilate his devotional son, Prahlad. So one day he schemed with his sister, you take Prahlad and run through a big fire. You sit in a big fire. And so she did that. A huge fire could burn up 10 houses. It was so big. And then she ran in that fire, and somehow, by Krishna's arrangement, her mystic power, because devotees have all mystic power, because they worship Yogeshwara. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Tatra Sri Vijaya Bhutir. They have all mystic power because they worship Yogeshwara Krishna. By Krishna's mercy and arrangement, then that fireproof potency or fireproof power of Horika was transferred to Prahlad Maharaj. And she was holding him in her arms, and pretty soon she turned into ashes, and Prahlad walked out of the fire chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hari, Hare Hari, Hare Hari, Hare Hari. So Hari took away Hari. He killed her, he finished her. And that's an example of a devotee not getting burned by fire. And snakes and tigers, you've heard so many stories of great sadhus, and even living here in Braj, chanting Hare Krishna, and someone comes to see them, and there's a cobra climbing up their leg, or even a cobra wrapped around their neck, just crawling out of the jungle. They're doing nirjan bhajan. And they keep on chanting in trance, and they don't even see it. Cobra just sits. Sometimes cobras come and they sleep next to sadhus. we've heard and read those stories, like biographies are there. I've heard those stories. And tigers, of course, they're very friendly towards sadhus. The tigers, they like very much the sweet taste of human flesh. It's much sweeter than any wild animal that they generally pounce on or chomp on. But snakes and tigers and fires, they can't hurt him. Out of his causeless mercy, Nityananda freely distributed to his dear associates love for Krishna that is desired by Brahma and others. And he distributed the attachment to Krishna displayed by the gopis. Nityananda mercifully and freely gave his own servants the gopis' attachment to Krishna, which is rare even for the personalities like Brahma. So that's why they say in the bhajan of Narottam Das, Nitai bine bhai, Radha Krishna payate nai. Oh brother, listen clearly. That without the mercy of Nityananda, one can never get the mercy or seva, nitya seva of Radha and Krishna. So now, bhaja bhai hena Nityanandera charan, janhara prasade pai chaitanya charan. Now, the great devotee of Nityananda, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's telling us, all of us brothers, we're his brothers. He's treating us like brothers. This is the equal vision of the Vaishnava. Vidyavanaya sampane, brahmani gavani hashtani, shani chaiva sapakecha, pandita samadharshana, samadristi. The Vaishnava has samadristi because he sees something good in everyone. That's samadristi. He sees something good in everyone. What is that good? He sees the goodness of his Ishtadev. He sees the energies and talents and abilities and expressions of his very Lord in everyone's heart. Therefore, he has equal vision. Everyone's a friend, surrounded by friends, walking among friends. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur is considering us fallen conditioned souls that are reading his sacred literatures. Chaitanya Bhagavat, he considers us his brothers. That we're worshipping the same Father, Lord Gauranga, Radha and Krishna. So we have the same Father. Vrindavan Das Thakur is worshipping Nityananda Balaram, and so are we. So he's the Father, and we're the brothers. He said, oh brothers, just worship the lotus feet of Nityananda. If you get his mercy, then you can easily attain the shelter of Lord Chaitanya. Nitai Prasad, Pai Chaitanya Sharan. Nityananda Charan, Pai Chaitanya Sharan. Nitai Charan Bine, Chaitanya Sharan, Nahi. You can't get the shelter of Chaitanya. And without Chaitanya's shelter, you can't get Radha and Krishna. So then tomorrow, let's say Monday, we'll hear about this Leela of Nityananda going to meet Sachimata. So now he's moving on from Panihati to Endiadaha Gram, the house of Gadadhar Das, Pandit, or Gadadhar Das, Mahashaya. And there he relished so much Prem Bhav with the young boys there, and Gopa Bhav, Gopala Bhav, and with Balagopal deity. Balagopal means Gokul Leela. Balagopal means Krishna when he's crawling around, and Raman Reti and playing there on his little chubby legs. When he's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years old, and then at 3 years old he moves to Chatikar till 7, then 7 to 10 Nandagaon. So this whole experience, and then in the midst of all that, Gadadhar Das broke away and went to the local Kazi down the road, neighboring village, or maybe on the way, they're all traveling on the way, and he took pity on that Kazi. I mean, it's actually his village, Gadadhar Das' own village, Endiadaha. And he liberated him. And Nityananda will go to one village. It appears actually before he has a desire to see Sachi, and that's how the next Leela begins. We see in the description, looking ahead, that he's actually visiting the homes of each of the devotees living with him. I mean, moving with him. Gadadhar Das, now he's going to Purandara Pandit's house, and I guess they're all on the way to Sachimata and Navadvipa Mayapur.